let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Let me bang you, Jesus, man.
I let you bang. I let you bang.
Greetings, marriage of virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy? Good to see
you guys. Honestly, you've already missed today's podcast. This is the new podcast.
Yesterday you had an audition. You just forgot.
Yes.
And it went too long.
Oh my God, dude, it was outrageous. They had us. They wanted you to shoot it two different ways. They wanted the medium shot and then to do it again in a tight close. Like, I was like, it's a first read. That's more like a callback. I mean, it was a bit much, but it took forever and I lost track of time. So I'm sorry, buddy.
No, I had an audition for like this little like industrial thing that didn't pay that much, but the guy had me read 10 pages to be the host. So I did it. And then he back, like, the director wants to see you do this part, but you have to play both roles. So I'm like, all right, another set, 8 pages. So I did it. Then he's like, the director wants to talk to the phone. He's like, hey, can you do it again? But this, I go, listen, man, my wife, my nanny canceled. I just drove 6 hours back from San Francisco. I got to write this monologue for Dolph Lundgren, this dude tonight. You know I can do it. You know I'll kill it when I get the part. Just come on, man. Like, he's like, okay, you know, that's a good point. I haven't heard from him. So I'm not sure if that tactic was good. but
you know what? It sounds like you're better off without it.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes you got to just, like, be like, no, man. Like, but I hear you. I'm sure you went out for some, like, part on a TV show or a movie that, you know,
just the other day they sent me a 4-scene 11 pager that they wanted all 4 scenes and they wanted them uploaded like as separate clips. It was insanity, and it took a long time. It was a lot of work to get those 4 scenes down.
We had Mayhem calling from jail.
Yeah, I saw the post about that. I was like, I actually was like, did they release him because of COVID? Like, I was like, I thought maybe he was back on the show, but I mean, at least we got to hear from him. How was that?
I haven't heard it yet. He's in good spirits. I think that was
good.
I think when he's in, I hate to say it, I think when he's in jail, they might have him on certain medication and like certain
that chills him the fuck out.
Yeah. And he's so much fun to be around. And I think that, I think that COVID put him with a girl that, it was a toxic relationship that it was already a problem. And then he had nowhere to stay. So he stayed with her, even though I said he could stay at my place, but it was an accident waiting to happen.
Do me a favor and check with your wife before you go making those statements. I think
I will let him talk about that when he comes on the show. Hopefully he'll be out of jail soon.
There you go. I hope so, man. You know, it's almost honestly, you know, jail for him are almost just like reset buttons.
I've had so many friends there. I've had a friend's girlfriend die. I had like 3 friends like flip out. I have friends that now are.
And then that guy, he disappeared for a little while too, didn't he?
Yeah, he still hasn't called me back. This is like one of my best men at my wedding. I mean, like,
wait a minute. And you still haven't heard from him?
I'll text him like 30 times and I'll get like a 1-word answer back.
Okay, so you do get an answer back. Okay, so he's just in a dark place. Okay.
Yeah, it's rough, man. This pandemic is it's hard on everybody, especially if you don't have any family or friends around. And
yeah,
I don't know what I would do if I didn't have a wife and kid. Probably get a lot of work done, but this is crazy. Anyway, so, by the way, shout out to Scott Baio. Scott Baio and I are buddies. Scott Baio. You know, he takes a lot of crap from people on the internet because of his political beliefs. And I just know that him and his wife, they call me up. They're like, hey, we have a bed for Violet. Our daughter outgrew the bed. Could you come by and get it? We go by. There's like clothes and beds and all this. This dude, like I said, his daughter, when she was born, was like misdiagnosed with a fatal disease. They thought she had it for the first 6 months of her life. She didn't have it. Every year, they raise all kinds of money to help people out for kids who actually have that disease. I mean, they're just the nicest people. Like, they're just good. I would say just good people, like just good human beings that make the world a better place. Granted, you know, you might not align with their political views, but I know firsthand, I see people thank them for what they do.
Right.
And you know, I post a picture with Scott Baio and everyone's like, oh, you're just a shitty Trump comedian. Like I didn't even vote for Trump, but right away I take a picture of him. I get all kinds of shit. Like, oh, the guy's a loser. Blah, blah. I'm like, but then I also get the other side of like all these people with like flags going, you know, I'm now a fan of yours. And I'm just like, meanwhile, I know a person, I'm not going to say her name. Okay. But this is allegedly, but she was a big sitcom star in the 80s and still a pretty big actress who's huge on Twitter. Maybe you do the math. Huge liberal. And I know her first cousin's a good friend of mine and his brother. So also her cousin was born with like, I think maybe spinal bifida, like just in a wheelchair his whole life, like just really, really bad shape. They asked her to make a video for the cause. She wouldn't do it. First cousin. But everyone like trumps her around like she's the greatest human being ever. Sometimes like just because someone's different political doesn't mean like you got to look at the whole picture. I think that's what's lost on this like world right now. Everyone's just put in different fucking categories. And people are judged by they're not judged by their actions. They're judged by their words, which sometimes the words are just meaningless.
So yeah.
That's my soapbox for today.
Well, you know, and you're not wrong.
So anyway, meanwhile, so I'll tell you what's hard. So I'm hanging out with my kid and I don't know how kids are going to be in 20 years because of this pandemic, because literally my kid will go up to a child and want to play. And my wife will be like, no, because the other parent might be upset. Like we're literally taking kids away from other kids because of the pandemic. And I can't explain why. You just know, like, don't go near. And it's like.
Right. Because there's no reference of the way the world was before and the way the world is now. It's just this is the world.
Yeah.
And it's not the way it always has been or will be.
Are you going to take the vaccine?
Of course.
Yeah, me too.
Line up, dude. It's the first one I can get. And then I'll be the one running around going, hey, what are you pussies? Want to get afraid of a little bit? Look at me. I'm living my life. I'm traveling without a mask, just like you wanted me to. And then and we'll see what's up.
Well, a lot of people are like against the vaccine. They're like,
fine, be against the vaccine. You know, listen, that's on you. Be against it. And then if you want to go around without a mask, and I mean, listen, we'll all live with our choices. But I mean, this is what I've been waiting for the freedom. I've been taking all this shit from all these other people because I don't want to travel. I don't take dates. I'm not going anywhere. And they're like, oh, you're a pussy. And it's like, no, this is how I choose to deal with this. You do whatever you want. But that vaccine comes around. My choice is to get that fucking vaccine and then live how the rest of these dumb fuckers were living this whole time.
Well, I'm always like, dude, they're like, well, you don't know what's in there. I'm like, I went down on porn stars.
Yeah, you don't know what's in there.
I do know what's in there.
Exactly. And it's way worse.
I mean, think about all the things you put in your body, Greg.
I 1,000% agree. I think about that quite a bit. I'm like, you know, just think about where this finger goes. Okay. Now, this is still the same finger that I use to put in contact lenses.
And your wife.
Exactly. And it has been in lots of other people too. It's been in all kinds of things it shouldn't have been in. You had a little soap and water and I'm like, it's good. I mean, I guess what I'm saying is everything's relevant.
like we lived in New York. We ate hot dogs up the street
Yes, that was in the dirtiest, grossest water ever. They would take it out of that gray, filthy water that smelled like fucking burning garbage. And we would and they'd put it on there, throw a little mustard on. But
the vaccine is going to be the thing that's going to
it's like, I'll take my chances with the vaccine. I think, you know what? Let's. Because you know what? I think the worst case scenario is you get the virus, right? You actually get COVID.
Yeah.
And it isn't the point everyone's been making this whole time is you're going to get it anyway and herd immunity and all that shit. Well, if that's the case, doesn't it just kind of accelerate what they've been wanting?
Crazy. Yeah, I'm with you, man. I know people are going to be like shitting on me in the comment section, but whatever. All right, MMA. Anthony Johnson has signed.
Should we start over?
No, I don't know. Why? Anthony Johnson has signed with Bellator. A little confused by this because Anthony Johnson, well, who were his losses to? Like Daniel Cormier, who's retired. Recently, at least, it seemed like that was the guy he couldn't get over the hump. I mean, I like him at the heavyweight division in the UFC. I'm thinking maybe I know he owned a weed dispensary. Maybe he doesn't want to stop smoking weed. And that's why he's like Bellator is less. They're not with USADA. And I don't know. I mean, it's good for Bellator. It's really good for Bellator because, you know, they want to argue that they have the best guys in the world. And look, right now at 145 with Antonio McKee, maybe you could make that argument. He hasn't beaten the caliber of UFC guys, but he's beaten everybody quick. I mean, he ran. He ran through Georgie Karakanyan. So he might have a stake at the best 145 pounder in the world. And then you got like, who else is there? Bellator. I mean, the kid, their light heavyweight's really good. But otherwise you can't really say that. You can't say Ryan Bader is the best heavyweight in the world. It's just not, he's their champion. So I don't know. Good for Anthony Johnson. Although I do wish he was in the UFC. Cause there's a guy that talk about like a mental fighting being like 80% mental and even mental. There's a guy that like with the right mindset, I mean, he just knocked people the fuck out. Glover Teixeira. Look how good Glover's doing. Ryan Bader. I mean, it just seemed like there were certain guys that had his number, but Phil Davis, he beat up on Phil Davis. So
but you got to think. I mean, the guy's he's pretty old.
36, not that old.
I mean, how can you say that in the same sentence? 36 is ancient for a fighter. Yeah. I know some of these guys fight a very long time, but 36. I mean, that's a lot of punches.
Kind of the damage though too.
Like, and I guess here's the other question: is did he get cut by the UFC or did he leave the UFC?
He left. I think that it was a contract.
So his contract was up, and he.
I mean, also, I know that when he became a bodybuilder, he looked fucking jacked. I don't know what he was on. I have no proof of him being on anything, but I know that bodybuilders are into substances.
Oh, yeah, cycles, for sure. So
maybe he also, that might be it. I don't know what it is, okay? But I know that it's good for Anthony, good for Bellator, bad for the UFC, because I think that he's legitimately also a guy that's, like, fun to watch, because you know that someone's getting knocked out when Anthony Johnson fights. So that's crazy. Logan Paul Mayweather. I know you texted me that. Like,
at first I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a fake headline, like just a quote unquote fake news. But it was real. I thought it was a gag. I thought it was like when somebody makes a fake headline and they're like it might as well be this. I thought it was something like that. And so this shit's real.
Yeah, I mean, look, boxing like. Ali would do a wrestling match or something. But a lot of times they wait till the guys are like in their 60 or 70. Like when, who was it? Butterbean fought, a guy.
I love Butterbean.
Larry Holmes, you know?
Yeah. Did he fight Larry Holmes?
Yeah. But Larry Holmes was like 60 when he fought him.
Right. Yeah.
Larry Holmes still won.
Yeah.
But it was a lot closer than it would have been back when, but Mayweather is still like, in tip-top shape. He's 44, but you could still see him beating anyone out there.
Yeah, and it's not like he was the greatest in the world at something that wasn't boxing. He's the greatest in the world at this thing.
I think
now he does seem a lot smaller than Jake Paul, right? Like
Logan Paul, yeah,
or Logan Paul.
He's giving away about 40, 50 pounds. I think maybe it's one of these things where the fighters are just like, you know what? I want to make a lot of money. I've already beaten the best guys in the world. Fuck, man. I'll take a couple $1 million to not have to train. I think they're looking at
it. Yeah, just go in there and knock this guy out. I mean, it is fight circus. You know, I mean, this is not anywhere evenly matched. And it seems really ridiculous. Like, I mean, that's the thing. This is truly a pure money grab. I mean, it both looks like it and it is.
I don't even know what Logan Paul and Jake Paul, I mean, they seem like decent people. I've heard them. I mean, they don't seem like bad people, except for that stupid picture the kid took in front of people were hanging themselves. Remember those?
Yeah, that was dumb. Yeah.
But I could see people making that mistake. Honestly, like if you're there, I could see someone making it.
Well, I mean, it's known as that. And then you go there and you see it. I mean,
it's a dumb.
I'm sure a lot of.
It's not one of those things where I'm like, I can't look back and be like, oh, I could see why he did that. I could see why he did that. I could see why he did that. For honestly, like I could see why he.
Well, I was just thinking, I mean, I think any one of us would have made that mistake. Any one of us have been like, now, although I think, I don't know if I didn't see his video, I don't know, but I think what he really got in trouble for is I think he was kind of making jokes about it, kind of. And I think that's what kind of got him in some trouble. And I don't know if I would have made that mistake. Although, look at us.
Yeah, right, exactly. We made jokes about
it. You know?
Worse things, but
I mean, that's kind of how we deal with things is making jokes. So I could see if I were, I'd be freaked out and I could see myself making a stupid joke.
And we're also comedians, so we
obviously
need to get the line like told to us every day. Like, this is the line where if you're not a comedian, I could almost see why Colby Covington would make that train joke, but Matt, he's not a comic, so of course,
yeah.
Anyway, the point is that I don't know why everyone hates these people so much. Other than that they're popular YouTubers, I don't understand why people love them either. I don't really get it. I don't get the whole.
They're famous.
Yeah, but I don't understand why. There's a lot of talented people that are not famous, and I don't understand why. But at the same time, I don't get the Kardashians, the appeal. My wife loves them. I almost feel like they're the male version of the Kardashians, maybe even with more talent in some weird way. But
not a high bar.
Right. So I don't hate them. But fuck these guys are lucky because, man, I mean, but also I don't understand why everybody wants to capture the 14-year-old dollar. Everyone's like, oh, this thing's going to make all this money. Yeah, because parents are going to want to give their kids money to shut them up to buy this fucking fight. I mean, the money's coming from the parents, right?
Do you really not understand why they want that 14-year-old dollar?
Because it's going to be a 20-year-old dollar and 30-year-old dollar. Of course, you get them that young. But.
Exactly. They don't have any brand loyalty yet. So if you can become the brand they believe in, you've got a customer for life. That's exactly right.
Right. But so what? So the Logan Paul brand are looking at, like, later on in life. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it makes a lot of sense monetarily, but.
Listen, Logan Paul may disappear, but UFC will still be there.
UFC, but UFC's not,
or boxing or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not boxing. I mean, it's not really, it's not real boxing. It's like exhibition, freak show.
I agree with that. But somebody's going to attach themselves to it.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'll probably watch it if they stack the undercard. If they put real fights on the undercard, or if it's just so ridiculous. Where they have a basketball player versus a porn star, I'll probably watch it, but I'm not gonna watch it just for those two. Like, they're gonna have to they're gonna have to make it a fun undercard for me to watch that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So BJ Penn got hit with a paternity suit. You know.
Shocker.
You know, I think this is what happens when you're just the king of Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know.
You get puss.
But you also, like, get away with all kinds of shit, like DUIs or fighting in bars or this or that. I mean, for every bar fight he got in trouble for, it's probably been, like, thousands, but he didn't. People look.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He got a lot of get-out-of-jail-free cards, for sure.
And now,
you know?
Now it's catching up to him.
Well, you know, that's one of those ones that's, you know, harder to get away from because, you know, it's a person and they exist out there.
Yeah, I always felt bad for the people on Maury Povich when they were celebrating to not being the father. I felt bad for the kid. Imagine, like, being a kid and, like, later on in life, like, you're like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah, but you know what, though? If that's you and some woman is dragging you through that and you know it's not yours, I mean, sorry, kid, but, you know, take it up with your mom, all right, dragging me here on this show because you just wouldn't, you know, deal with the fact that I'm not the father. Dude, I'd be dancing in the aisles, dude.
Really? I mean, what about the kid who's like dancing if they don't have to take care of him? Like, you never looked at it that perspective? People just like, celebrating the fact that they're not, that like they still don't have a father, or it's, I don't know.
What do you mean? The kid celebrates?
No, the kid has to like know that there were people celebrating that they were not their parent. Like that's fucking sad.
Again, you know, no one, you know. Yeah.
All right, so Don Jones plans to capture the heavyweight title and then end the greatest of all conversation. He goes, if I win the heavyweight, there's no debate. There's always going to be a debate because of the fucking steroids.
Like, yeah. Like, you, and also, you don't get to decide the debate's over. You know, like you guys, nope, not talked about it anymore. Told you, did the thing, so we're done. It's like, no, you still... did steroids, got popped a bunch of times, no, the conversation continues for the rest, I mean, as long as we discuss MMA.
It's crazy. It's fucking, it's crazy that people are just, I don't know. You ever date a, by the way, I was these girls came to my show over the weekend, Zoe LaFrosto and Alexis Davis, super sweet hotties too. And they were asking me if I dated a female fighter, which I did, but it's like they're, I wouldn't say they're rougher, but like a year later, I bumped into the girl. She goes, I heard you got married, fag.
You know, you hang around fighters all day, you know? I mean, it's like, it's going to seep into you, you know?
I don't even know what to say to that. I did get married. I was like, I can't believe it didn't work out between us, you know?
Exactly. Like, thank you.
All right. The holidays this year are sure to pack a punch. And so will this weekend's UFC 256. As some of the sport's most respected fighters step into the limelight this weekend, check out DraftKings, an official partner of the UFC. How cool is that? Now, for this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all players a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. I could use $1 million. I'm sure you can. Okay. So DraftKings, if you haven't tried it yet, fantasy MMA, it's so easy to play. Just pick six fighters, stay underneath the salary cap, and pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to compete for a shot at millions of dollars all week long. Now, listen, if MMA is not for you, okay, and sometimes it isn't, all right, you're listening to this because you're with somebody else, or you just, I don't know, you like MMA podcasts, you like MMA, whatever your thing is, don't worry, okay? DraftKings is offering plenty of fantasy contests for all other sports that have returned to action. And there's lots of sports right now. How cool is that? Plus, don't forget about football season, where DraftKings has even more money up for grabs every week of the season. Here's your call to action. Download the DraftKings app now. Use the promo code ROASTED to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the weekend. That's promo code ROASTED, okay, to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Check it out, people. Check it out. So, all right. This week, by the way, good card. Hopefully it stays. Tony Ferguson versus Charles Oliveira. Tony Ferguson says if Oliveira misses weight, the fight's off.
What does that mean? Why would he say, because I guess he doesn't want to fight him at a weight disadvantage, or yeah. I mean, that
I guess he's probably cutting weight like a fucking motherfucker, you know. Right. He's probably like, man, I'm not, and this guy's probably undefeated when he misses weight, and he's probably saying, no, if I'm cutting, you're cutting.
Right.
People don't understand how hard it is to cut weight.
I do. And I haven't tried to cut weight for 30 years.
It was when I was coming in college, man. I mean, people would bump at me at a party. I'd want to fight them. Like, I'd be like you just get.
Yeah.
You become like a. That's why they.
You're hangry.
That's why they starve animals. Before they fight them. They're brutal. And it's horrible. I could see why Tony would say that. The same time, let's just not jinx this fight, please. Especially with Tony Ferguson, I want to see what happens. I hope Tony can come back.
I don't know. His face just looks different since that last one.
Yeah,
I mean, once they've just rearranged his face, it was so bad.
Well, thank God someone who did not rearrange their face is Kira Butera right here. She is adorable, sweet, fun, great fighter. I mean, great. She went 5-1 in Ryzen. Then they didn't sign her back. No, not in Ryzen, in Combate. She pulled off submission of the year in Ryzen. But she stepped away. She was going to do pro wrestling for a little bit. I think she's dating a pro wrestler. You guys still dating? You and that guy?
We're still together, yeah.
Okay. But now she has an OnlyFans, which I keep hearing about. I'm a little concerned, Kira. I knew you when you were 18 years old. I knew your mom. And I've been hearing some wild things about this OnlyFans account, but I'm very curious how I could subscribe and not have it billed to my credit card because my wife and I share a card. No, I'm kidding. So what? but you posted, you made $100,000 since the lockdown on OnlyFans. Talk to me. What's going on?
So that's why I'm so glad that we were doing this Zoom call, because I have not given you a tour of my OnlyFans house that I was able to buy from my money that I made during lockdown.
Wow. All right, Larry, let me
I was like, man, a year ago, I look at my Facebook memories, and a year ago, I was wrestling in my very last wrestling match that I had before the lockdown. I was working 3 jobs, barely paying my bills. I remember during Christmas time, I was like crying because I was like, man, I want to give everyone presents. I want to get my brother a present. I want to get my boyfriend a present, but I don't even know how I'm going to pay rent this month. And it was just one shit show after another. And I competed in Naga, I competed at Submissions on the Shore, and then all of a sudden lockdown. So I was like, man, I thought I was going to be on a roll. I thought I was getting back into jiu-jitsu. I was going to get a fight coming up. This was my one way out, knowing that my jobs aren't paying the bills right now. And so joined OnlyFans. Last time I talked to you was like when I first joined up. And I was like, I'm baking cupcakes and showing my thong strap. And that was it. Like, I had no idea what I was fucking doing. But we had nothing else to do. We were locked in the house. We were just there with our phones. And money started growing and growing and growing, that to the point where I'm teaching classes now. I have an academy, Boss Bitch University. So I am in charge of that with a bunch of girls starting OnlyFans, and it's all been going really well.
Okay.
That's amazing. Good for you. You know, necessity is the mother of invention. So way to adapt to that situation. That's fucking amazing.
All right. Well, there's a lot to uncover here. Okay. We have to slow down a little bit. So now.
he's like, hold on. Before we congratulate you, are you showing your butthole? We got to start there.
So, okay. Now, you tweeted out last week, why do guys want me to rate their dicks? So guys are sending you dick pics and you're rating them?
So before, like, I have a welcoming message. And my welcoming message is like, welcome to my page. You're not going to see anything completely nude for free. Like, don't expect to sign up on my page and see me nude for free. Like, if you want to see something, you're going to pay for it. Don't disrespect me. Don't command me. Do not send me unsolicited dick pics. And a lot of times people are like, well, how much for me to send you a dick pic? And I started following other OnlyFans girls and I was like, wow, this is really popular. Guys really want me to tell them what I think about their dick. People want these things called JOI, which is jerk off instructions. And like, it's just like this total like sub dom thing that's really popular right now that I had no idea. I'm not personally comfortable doing JOIs, but I was like, man, if I can make a quick buck rating a guy's dick, sure, why not? The thing is, I think guys like send me money, send me their dick pic, and they expect me to be like nude and like talking sexy and all this. And I'm like, no, you asked me to rate your dick. I'm going to be in my car with my dog in the other seat. I'm like in gym clothes and I'm like, yeah, I guess it's a pretty nice dick.
So, okay. So you're doing it on video or are you just writing back like 4 or 7 or 8?
I do both. I do like, so I have this whole like tip menu basically. And so you go
so
to
if they want a video response, it costs this. And if you want, right.
More descriptive. I've had guys that wanted me to humiliate them. So depending
on what does that cost? What does humiliation cost?
Humiliation is like, if you want me to humiliate you, that's a custom, because that's something that's like way out of my comfort zone. That's easily going to cost you $50.
So $50.
Adam, I got 25 on this. What do you say?
Can we pay to humiliate someone else?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Well, lately, let's get CB Gold back.
I've had a lot of guys, because me and Mercedes, Anthony Vertek's wife, were joking on Twitter and we're like, what if we did dick ratings together? And I actually had like 3 or 4 guys saying, hey, I would pay for like you and Mercedes to rate my dick together.
You guys, okay. Now, all right. Now, and your boyfriend, he's cool with all this?
He has an account too. Like he has his own profile.
And dudes message him too?
Yeah, he's like he wrestled, so he had a lot of gay fans, and yeah. He's like, whatever, like no shame, like I'm bi. He knows that. He has no like preference. I mean, he's not talking to guys like one-on-one, but he'll sell them stuff for sure.
Yeah, hey, listen, there you go. It's not like, you know.
No, but now
like he's fan base. Not like he's
we're bringing in girls and going down on them. And that's so what's going on? I just feel like I'm a little nervous as a parent. I've watched you grow up, and I'm a little bit. How do I get involved in this? Okay, no. I mean, is there a worry that you're going to get into porn? Like, have you been approached by Vivid or whatever? I mean, because I feel like you know people know you. You're beautiful. You're fun. But has there anybody reached out to you to get into actual porn?
No, and I don't think I ever would get into that. Like for me, I was really comfortable doing OnlyFans because me and my boyfriend, we are in an open relationship. That's something that I think a lot of people didn't understand or didn't want to understand. And so being that we had an OnlyFans gave us this platform to express that more and to explain it more under a paid wall. So it's like, okay, well, I don't really share, like I don't even post him on my Instagram really. And the only way that you could find out about that personal part of my life is to subscribe on my page. And then I'll talk about it. We talk about it and have people over and we're all friends. So it's not really a big deal. But a lot of people just the stigma around it. And so for us, it's like, no, what we're doing is in the comfort of our own home. We're with each other. We love each other. We've been together for 2 years. We have a dog. We have a house together. It's not like we're sitting at a studio with a producer telling us what to do and to do what on the spot. And it's like, no, we're just hanging out with our friends. If something happens, it happens. If not, no big deal. If we get it on footage, great. If not, we're playing dress up for content on OnlyFans. Like a lot of my stuff is just me hanging out with my dog, or like we'll play dress up with in front of the tree. I have a lot of like sexual like TikTok dances where I'm like maybe a little sexier. I'm like wearing pasties, so it's nothing where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have this guy on the couch and we're gonna do this and I'm like no, that's not what my OnlyFans is. Yeah, I get it. There's people that do that. But for me personally, I'm not in that porn industry where I'm going to make it a scene.
Right. Got it. It sounds like safer, more controlled. It's up to you. Got it. And you're making money and it's locked down and you have a house. What does your mom think about this?
Oh, she hates it. She won't talk to me about it. Need to make an honest living.
What about your sister?
I haven't talked to my sister in like 2 years.
All right. So, okay. Got it. This now. All right. So now we got it. Okay. Now, does your mom have an account too or no? Because your mom's kind of hot as well. No, I'm kidding. Her mom looks like her, but like 3 years older.
All right. So. Let's get that account going.
Now, are we going back into fighting? Because you are one of the best fighters in the world. Are we going back?
I love fighting. And I had just posted a video, me hitting the bag on my Instagram last week. And I was like, damn, like I haven't trained in a year. I have not hit a bag in a year and I'm still pretty sharp. I was taking a step back just because I had so many concussions and I really needed to rest my brain. But now with COVID going on, my dad works at a hospital. He's asked me to kind of take a step back, and I'm going to honor his wishes with that just for my safety, for his safety. I go to their house all the time too. So I'm not comfortable being like in a gym doing that full physical contact right now. But once things start getting better, I definitely plan on getting back in the cage.
Now, I saw a couple of your posts. People were trying to shame you, right? Like, what? How's that going? Because I would think that as much as it is great, I think you, hey, look, you're happy. That's all that matters. I'm not a judge. I think you're a beautiful person. You've helped out so many kids, so many people. You're an inspiration to women. But there are people going, oh, Kira was my kid's wrestling coach, and now she's naked playing with herself online. Like, right. I know. Are you getting those messages?
I have. I've seen them for sure. I've even had people subscribe to my page and be like, wow, I used to love you. You used to be such a great fighter. Now look at you. Look at what you've done to yourself. And I could never be a fan of yours ever again. And I'm like, cool. Like, don't be my fan then. I get it. I think it's hard that I started so young. A lot of people met me when I was 13, 14. You met me at 18. So a lot of people still see me as a kid. And I think that, I don't know, I don't get the whole go work an honest living. Like, for me personally, I was working jobs where I hated them. And I woke up every single morning to put on a uniform, to answer to someone else, to make minimum wage, to barely pay my bills, working 40 hours a week. And I was like, this isn't, how is this an honest living? That just because I fucking go to work and I listen to a boss, like, this sucks. I hate my life. And now I get to wake up every day, hang out with my dog, hang out with my boyfriend. I have a small business doing freeze-dried dog treats. I get to work out whenever I want, hang out with my family as much as I can, especially during these uncertain times. I'm like, I finally get to live a life that I'm in full control of, that no one's telling me what to do. If anyone disrespects me, blocked. I like, when you sign up to my OnlyFans, you're in my house. You're in my house. I can post what I want. I can send you what I want. And if you don't like it, just delete your account, unfollow me. That's all there is to it. But for me, I feel like my entire life, I was trying to always please someone. I was the combate princess and always that whole innocent girl next door that I was always trying to make everyone happy or make everyone think that I was this cute, innocent girl that everyone loves. And it was hard. It was really hard because, I mean, nobody's perfect. Nobody's going to always be that same person. But for me, I still love teaching kids. I still have a lot of kids that I do personal training with. And I talk to their parents. I don't try to hide it is the thing. Anytime that I meet someone, I'm going to be completely authentic with them. I'm not going to hide what I do. I'm not going to be shameful of it. My parents know what I do. I post it on my Instagram, on my Facebook, on my Twitter. It's like, take it or leave it with me, kind of.
What's up, people? The wait is finally over. Football is back. Look, you might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today. And start off by wagering on win, division, and championship futures today. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Greg, thoughts?
I think that's awesome. And who's to say it's not an honest living? You're choosing to do it. There's no, you know what I mean? It is an honest living. You know, there are dishonest livings, and this ain't one of them. You know, and so long as you, if someone were forcing you to do it, then it'd be a dishonest living. You know? Yes. But this is your choice. It's your, I love it, man. Now here's my thing. Okay. So I don't know who your boyfriend is. All I know is that he's a wrestler. And so in my mind, when you guys have sex, does he give you a lot of flair? So is there a lot of extra, like when he comes, is he like, oh, you know, like just, you know, that wrestling extra, I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, does he come at it with like you know, I mean, that's how I envision it. Is that close to reality?
Subscribe and find out.
Oh, I like that answer. That is what
Wait, you guys have sex on the OnlyFans, you and him?
Maybe. Not on my Kira page.
Wow. Now, what do you...
It costs extra. It costs, that's at least $100.
Now, what would you say to people that think that this guy is... I met the guy, he seemed like a real nice guy, but he's sort of leading you into this like lifestyle. Is there any... Have you heard that before?
I've heard that so many times, and it's so funny because I kind of like led him into that. Like, I mean, he had an OnlyFans before me, but like when I met him, like he'd always have monogamous relationships. He's always been super faithful. And then when I met him, I met him on a dating app and I was like, hey, I'm dating you and I'm also dating like 10 other people. And that's something that I told him from the start. And I think that kind of opened the doors for us to having the communication of being more open with each other and being more accepting of everything. So it's funny when everyone's like, oh, he's just so bad for you. And I'm like,
Maybe the other way around. Yeah, listen, you're like the MMA Miley Cyrus. You're like, oh, you think I'm a princess? The whole thing, man.
No, you were homeschooled, right? Were you homeschooled?
I was homeschooled through high school, yeah.
See, this is why you can't homeschool your kids, people.
This really is. Don't do it. The regret, it's too much.
Virus is killing the next generation.
They end up on OnlyFans. All you people trying to homeschool your daughters. Okay, this is. No, I'm kidding. No, listen. As long as you're safe and happy, but I do think I think sometimes people get into things where they just keep upping the, you know, everything. It becomes like the new normal. They keep raising the stakes. So it's like, hey, I'm gonna be in an open relationship, and then I'm gonna have threesomes. Then I'm gonna watch some guy bang my wife, and before you know it, I'm strapped and getting pegged.
I think what Adam's trying to say is quit living his dreams.
I was like, wait, what part of that was wrong?
I know. And the next thing you know, you're having a great time. I think
there has to be a certain point where you're like, okay, you know.
Adam's like, if I don't get to do it, you probably shouldn't get to do it either.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just saying that make sure that we're, you know, I don't want to be 10 years from now logging on to porn and seeing 19 dudes come on your face and be like,
I do. I mean, whatever.
Like, okay. I don't want to be like, oh, you should have stopped. So I'm just saying that, you know your limits is what I'm trying to say here. Okay.
Yes, 100%. And I'm getting into investing too. And that's the thing. It's like, it's helped me build a base where I bought my first house and I'm already on track to buying my second house in March. So I'm buying properties and I definitely plan on going that route and just continuing to buy properties. And then I do my freeze-dried dog treats as well for my babies, my fur babies.
That is, you're killing it.
You must have the funniest business card. Like,
oh my gosh. I'm like, I could kick your ass, teach your kids how to kick ass. I also have an OnlyFans and I sell dog treats.
Yeah, that's...
And ask me about my real estate options.
Oh, and I have Boss Bitch University.
Okay, yeah, talk about that, because there are a lot of women here that watch the show, maybe like two, actually.
I was going to say, there are?
All right, now, let's say they want, or guys that have girlfriends, they go, you know what, I'm cool with my girlfriend being an OnlyFans model. She's hot. What is this Boss Bitch University, and how do people get become fans of this or find out about this?
So the reason why I started Boss Bitch University is because I do always love giving back. I love helping women. Anytime that I had a fight, I would always donate some of my proceeds to different organizations. A lot of times it was for anti-bullying, just because I was bullied when I was growing up. And so I've always tried to...
But you were homeschooled. By your dad? Were you bullied by your dad?
I got bullied so bad that I was like, I'm done. I'm fucking done.
Oh,
like,
okay. I dig it.
Filipino.
Yeah. I was a freshman in high school and like, I was a cheerleader right before it, super girly girl. And then high school hit. I joined the boys wrestling team, cut off all my hair, tried to figure out who I was. And people would like push me into lockers, call me a dyke, tell me that I didn't belong there, tell me that I wasn't a good wrestler. And it was just super discouraging. People would place bets on me that guys could kick my ass. And I'm like, I'm 4'11 and I wrestle 112 pounds and you're going to pay someone $200 to see if they can beat me up? So I'm like, this is insane. So that's why I asked my mom. I was like, yo, can you homeschool me? Because I cannot deal with this shit anymore.
I dig it. Now it makes sense. I'm sorry. I was just goofing. Okay. You know, because I thought you were homeschooled up until high school. I thought your parents just never let you go to school. And then you were in high school like, I got to fucking see some dick. And so they let you go to high school. So I apologize if I mischaracterized.
But with Boss Bitch University, I really want to give back just because I feel like a lot of my early 20s was me trying to figure out who I was and what I wanted to have people view me as in the world. And a lot of times being a woman, like we get discouraged on how we should look, especially with social media being so popular right now and Instagram flagging everyone for even showing cleavage. Like you can't even show cleavage anymore or even like a little bit of butt and they'll be like, flag, it's inappropriate. You can't post this. So a lot of women are just really trying to figure themselves out right now and without feeling that shame with that stigma. And my whole idea behind Boss Bitch University is that you can be a boss bitch and make your own money and no one's telling you what the fuck to do. Like you're your own boss. Don't tell anyone what's right or wrong. And so I have girls from, I have this really cute lesbian couple. I have a new mom. I have a comedian. I have all different kinds of women and none of them in my first meeting were saying that they wanted to post nude. All of them were like, I think I'm comfortable with this. I'm comfortable with that. And I'm like, that's perfect. That's perfect. Cause my whole idea is that you can have an OnlyFans and make hella money and not post anything nude. And so I'm trying to get rid of that whole, oh, if you have OnlyFans, you're doing porn stigma. And so having this group of women under my wing, under my referrals, I'm helping them as much as I can. And I break it down into marketing, creating content, creating a fan base, keeping a fan base. And I've done so much studying and listened to so many podcasts, trial and error. I made $100,000 in 1 year on OnlyFans. So I was like, no, I can give back and I can show these women that you can stay home if you don't feel comfortable going out right now, especially with COVID cases rising like crazy. I get it. You want to stay home? You want to try to make your own money? I'm going to help you in any way I can.
Now,
and it helps dudes too. We used to have to go to strip clubs to drive and park and get change and stuff. And now we just sit at home and do it. So thank you.
Yeah. Support small businesses.
Exactly.
Now, I've hung out with, I used to work at the Playboy Channel. I was a warm up comic. So I became friends with a lot of porn stars and strippers and yada, yada. There are a lot of guys out there that they're like, they're a little twisted where they think they have a relationship with the porn star or the stripper, especially strippers. But you got guys that come back every single day at the strip club.
Yeah.
Are you worried as OnlyFans that you have these like very loyal customers that they might try to stalk you or show up to places or invade your personal space?
That's always something that I've been super cautious about. And it does help that I am in a relationship and I make that very clear. I'm like, I'm not trying to date any of you. Like, even people that try to tell me who they are, I get a lot. People be like, oh, I used to train with you. And I'm like, cool. Like, let's keep that anonymous. Like, I don't want to go there. And it is one of my fears that when I go back into training, there's going to be like guys rolling with me and being like, oh, I've seen you naked. But I'm like, I don't know. I'm super careful. I have a PO box. If anyone tries to track me down, I really don't even go out that much. So it's one of those things that I warn women as well. When you sign up, this is something that you need to be wary of. Like, you need to know that there are crazy guys out there. There are guys that are going to harass you. Pretty much everyone you know is going to find out that you have an OnlyFans. That's another thing too. A lot of people are scared and they're like, I just don't want my mom to find out, or I don't want my boss to find out. I'm like, if you make an OnlyFans, you need to understand that it's out there forever. So it's something that I'm aware of, and I've taken all that into consideration, but just to be careful as much as I can.
Good. Well, just be careful because I just, you know, I don't want to see anything happen to you, you know?
Thank you.
I'm serious. Like I you're a friend and you're a good person. So, you know, and I don't judge you at all. I don't judge you. I do. I guess I got worried a little bit, but that's just me being a fucking worry guy. Why are you giving me that look, right? Do you want to join her boss at university?
Honestly, I'm just coming here to change before my Zoom meeting.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My wife walked in the room and she's looking at me.
So, you're just like such a dad. Like, you dad everybody. But he like dress code me. You're telling this poor lady to like watch out. She's got it.
All right. That was my life.
You got it. You're the boss bitch. I love your boss bitch university. I think it's genius.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I just want to help women. I want them to, and that was one thing too, for me personally, like I wouldn't even fight in a sports bra because I was so insecure with my body. I hated weigh-ins because I was never the one that would wear bikinis in a pool. I always had a one piece. And so doing this was like, damn, like I feel good about myself. I feel like I can dress the way I want. I can be whoever I want. I finally feel sexy in my own skin. And a lot of people don't have that. And it's not even like a validation thing where it's like, oh, well, now I have all these guys telling me I'm looking hot, so now I can dress this way. It's more of I can put this content out there because I feel good about it. And now I feel comfortable in my own skin. And I've met women before where they make accounts and then they're just like, man, I look so gross. No, I'm deleting my account. I'm like, that sucks. That sucks to be in a position where you can't even take a selfie in lingerie. And then you feel so bad about yourself that you have to delete your entire account. And so I just want to make sure that everyone's feeling comfortable in their own skin. And no matter what you're posting, if you're posting in lingerie, I have girls that just cook, like they just do cooking classes, they do painting. So, I mean, whatever you want to do, I just want to make sure all these women are feeling empowered and that they can be their own boss.
Now, as far as three,
go ahead.
As far as, like, I know that like, I've
had, back to threesomes.
Now, I've had threesomes before, but they're usually the best ones were like, they knew each other. I just met them for the first time. Like I would never have these with my wife because I feel like she would get mad if I was too excited about the other girl, or she would be like complain, like you don't fuck me like that. It would just be a disaster. It would just be like why are you having more fun with this one? And I can never watch my wife get plowed. I want to say Mallory. Thanks. Now, how are you that you're cool with your guy banging other girls in front of you?
Oh yeah, I love it. I mean, we've hooked up with like some of my friends before, and it was like, I don't know, it ended up being weird when it was like my friends, but I think, I don't know why, but I mean, if it was like a random girl, like someone we met together, it was fine. But when it's been like my friends, I've been like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah,
see, as he watching you with other guys,
that's fine.
That's okay. Okay, cool.
Wait, he's cool with that?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Ooh, you're just living his dreams. Just know every time you do this stuff, somewhere Adam is wishing he was there.
I don't want to watch my girl with another dude. Like I'd fucking leave. I would you'd be able to handle that?
Here, not at all, dude. I'm not saying it's not my, you're not living my fantasy. She's living yours.
No, yeah, my fantasy. Yeah, right. but all right. So Kira, go on. Wow, that's crazy. So, all right, you guys are cool.
Kara, go on. What were you saying, man?
You guys are way more evolved than I am. Like, you guys are more.
Listen, that's the thing. You guys, you're two people, and not everybody's wired that way, but you're both wired that way, to where you both enjoy that kind of thing. It is. And when you found each other, it was probably hard to be like, it must have been, that's, I could see where you were like, finally, somebody that sees it the way that I see it, and that's when it's healthy.
Too. And like, that's one thing that people always say is like, date your best friend. And I'm like, I'm 100% dating my best friend because I could tell him anything. And like, he's my best friend. I'll be like, yo, that guy's hot. Oh, I want to be with that girl. And it's like, no big deal. You're my best friend. I could tell you whatever I want.
Yeah.
And it's just great.
That's crazy. Good for you.
You know, the thing is though, you don't normally fuck your best friend. I'm just saying. Usually your best friend's just your best friend. Like Adam's like one of my best friends. I'm not gonna fuck Adam. You know,
fuck out of money. So no, that's, listen, you guys are, what are you, 23,
24?
26. You're young.
How old's your boyfriend?
He's 35.
Right on.
So he's jaded.
Was he married once already?
No.
No. Okay.
All right. So he's cool. I mean, wrestlers are weird. It's a weird thing, you know. It's just I don't know. Good for you. All right, you're happy.
I feel like there's a lot of people like this, and they call it like being in the lifestyle.
Which the lifestyle, yeah. But that's the swinger thing. I think the swinger thing is the lifestyle.
Kind of is what I've come to find out is what anyone calls like being poly or being open or anything or just looking for a threesome is what they'll say in Vegas. Like Vegas is super popular for that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. They're like, oh, are you in the lifestyle? Oh,
I found out, which like helped us a lot too. There's this app called X Confessions, and it's like Tinder, but for like sexual acts. So it'd be like, do you want to try anal? And you'd like swipe right or swipe left and be like left for no, right for yes. And your partner can't see it. So you would have an account and your partner would have an account. And we'd both be on the app swiping left or right on things we would do, things we wouldn't do. And if we match, if we both want to do it, it'll pop up on our feed and it'll be like, you have a match, you have a match. So if you're ever like embarrassed or like maybe didn't think about it and then you want to try these things, it'll pop up without you having to have that awkward conversation with your partner.
No, except for the conversation about downloading the app.
Hey, there's this app. It's a fun game. It's like, hey, it's date night. You want to do something
fun? Hey, there's this app where I get to ask if I can put shit in your butthole. But I don't want to have this conversation.
It's with your partner. It's not with some random person just shows up and fucks in the ass and leaves.
Yeah, with your partner. Like, you would just... Okay, for a while, you want to spice up your relationship. You're like, hey, I heard about this app. I mean, it was from a... Who was it? It was on Whitney Miller, Audrey Marcus's ex.
Oh God.
She had like True Sex and Wild Love podcast. And yeah. I heard about it on her podcast.
Got it. Yeah. Well, good for you. My wife and I, we'll get into a fight within 3 seconds of that app. Our like first
again, exactly. Like, how do you explain? Babe, I was wondering if you could just there's an app. It's I don't know what it does exactly, but I heard it was good for couples. I don't know.
They'll be like, let's go to a drive-in movie, blindfold me, like let's play with ice, like random stuff.
Is that because you're Mexican and then you get like deported? Like a different ice. Okay, so, but I'm saying, like, here's how that app would work in my life. I'd be like, do you want anal? I'd be like, yes. She'd say yes. She'd go, well, not with you. And then I'd be like, well, who do you want anal with? Well, just some guy had a small penis. It'd just be a fight. Within 3 seconds, that would be like, I would toss my phone and it would be like, I'd be like, fucking Kira with the X Confessions app.
Totally. The app would quit us. It'd be like, the app would be like, dude, we're out of things to ask you and your wife. Like, you guys don't want to do the same anything.
Like, do you like cooking? Yes.
Exactly. Like, you don't like knitting and she doesn't like anal. We don't know what to tell you guys.
Do you like complaining that your husband doesn't do enough for you around the house? Yes. It would just be fucking, it would be horrible. Yeah, live it. You guys are both young and fun. Live it. When you have kids, it's different. Do you like cleaning diapers?
That's the thing. I'm like, we're never going to have kids. We're happy. We just want to travel. So I want to buy as much property as I can and then just get like a RV and travel.
Kira, you'd be an amazing mom though. You'd be such a good mom.
I think I would too. I just don't think I could have a kid.
Well, not now.
I love kids.
Not now.
But... That would definitely make the OnlyFans content a little awkward.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden the kid just crawls through the fucking frame just in the background, the kid, or they just start crying and you're like, hey, right. The kid's screaming its head off and you're just like, just ignore that. Stay on me. Ignore that.
I'll give you 50 bucks if you shut that kid up.
Yeah. The boner killer.
Yeah, no. Oh,
God. Well, listen, Kira, we've learned a lot. So we got to get you a fight.
Yes, Well, Invicta wanted to pay me like half what I was making with Combate. So I was like, there's no way. And they wanted me to be the co-main event. So they wanted me to fight a girl from Brazil, be co-main event, fighting the number two contender, and for half my paycheck. So I was like,
that's not right. Yeah.
No.
Think about fans. If you have like you getting dressed for the fight, how many people would pay that for that content? You know, and then you could have your opponent sign up for Boss Bitches.
And that's true.
You got to think of it as like a business.
That's very true. See, the way I see it right now, though, is that I've had so many friends. One of my friends that fought for Bellator, she was fighting and she was there. They were quarantining for 2 weeks. They tested negative for COVID. And then it was fight night and her coach both got tested positive for COVID the day of the fight. And I've seen this so many times with Montana Del Rosa. I've seen it with who else? There's a few just this week that I was like, damn. So y'all made it all the way through fight camp. You get there and then fight day, no fight. Where's your paycheck? I have yet to hear what happens to the paycheck. Like you don't fight. You get tested for COVID. Then
I think this is only going to help your status because I think this is going to raise your profile. And I think people are going to want to see you more. You're going to have more fans, but you're such a good fighter.
I love it. I do love it. I love fighting.
The best in the world. Not many people can say that. Okay. So
thank you.
Let's go back to fighting a little bit. Let's go back.
Yes.
You know, the OnlyFans is always going to be it's going to be there, you know? So as long as you look the way you do and you have that spark, right? Right, Greg?
Yeah. But I mean, you know, she takes too many fights. Maybe she's not going to look the way she does. No more.
Get punched.
Your nose is gonna be spread out across your face. One eye is gonna be higher than the other. You're gonna look like that guy from Goonies.
Now, pressure you to get implants. Has that been a thing?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to get any work.
Good. Don't get any.
I don't even have any tattoos. I don't know.
All right. Good. Good. Yeah. Good. All right. Well, listen. We've learned a lot. Thank you, Kira, for coming on the show. Stay good. Where can people find your OnlyFans account?
OnlyFans.com/Kira Batara. It's all the same on my socials, Kira Batara, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, but my link's in my bio on my Twitter and my Instagram, but it's just my name, OnlyFans.com/Kira Batara.
Thank you. Well, happy holidays, Kira.
Yeah, that's awesome. Take care.
All right, that was Kira Batara. Alonzo Minefield is going to be on tomorrow. He couldn't come on.
Well, thank God we've been on for a while already. That was a long interview.
That was a unique.
Oh, it was great. I loved that interview. That was a lot of fun. You know what I mean? Listen, people, I'm glad she's embraced. You got to embrace the way you're wired. And you can't expect yourself to be wired the way other people are wired. And you can't. And when you're wired a little differently, you can't expect to live the cookie cutter lifestyle. You know, I mean, it works for a lot of people. A lot of people are wired kind of in the same way. And to them, that step-by-step process. But we're part of this group that are not wired that way, that are wired differently and chose a different path and didn't just go to college and have kids right after college and get the job and buy the house and do the whole thing. That works for a lot of people, but it doesn't work for everyone. And the more examples of it I see, the better it is.
You said it perfectly. You know, I definitely like think that she's you know, there's a line though. You know, you're kind of playing with you're walking a tightrope when you start getting into that kind of lifestyle. You know.
Yeah, but you know my motto.
What's that?
Which is a terrible motto, but it's you don't know where the line is until you cross it.
I thought it was until you snort it.
That's a kind of good.
But she seems like she got her head on her shoulder and look. Like she's working three fucking jobs, not making money, not to pay rent. Now she's
buying. Yeah.
She's buying her second house.
And like I said, she's it's all by her choice. And she's enjoying it. She's doing something she loves. She's not, this is not, you know, out of, I mean, you could say it was out of desperation, but I mean, it's not like she's doing something she was coerced into. No one else is taking her money. It's not a situation like that. She's in control. It's a small business and it's her choice.
When she's 50 and 60, she's not going to look like that. She's not going to have the opportunities to make that kind of money.
Exactly. So exactly. She's investing really. And I feel like she knows that. Real estate investment is kind of that forward thinking that maybe kind of takes into account, hey, this OnlyFans may not always pay off like this. I need to make sure this money grows. I think she's really smart, man. I got to say, I'm very, a lot of respect.
Yeah, I was trying not to. I didn't want to come across shaming her or anything, you know.
No, I don't think you did. I mean, we make jokes. We make the jokes.
It's just crazy. I can't believe how many women got into OnlyFans that I mean, Kira, you could always see has like a wild streak in her, but there are a lot of girls out there that you're like, huh? During this pandemic, it really brought out the OnlyFans.
Again, necessity breeds invention. I mean, you got to do something, and there you go. This is something you can do.
I don't know what these guys, the psychology behind you wanting your dick rated. I think it's more about having her see someone's dick.
Like you're a guy. Yes, that's exactly right. And it's like some kind of bullshit way, like instead of just, hey, look at my, it's a way to get her to respond that she has in fact viewed it. And you know, you know that she's seen it kind of a thing, I think. So let's get back to these fights.
All right, real quick. So
first of all, are you going to pay for this? Would you pay money for this particular card?
I have a special on Fight Pass coming out, okay? I'm paying for this fucking fight, dude.
Okay, sorry.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Right.
Of course. I'm going to give back to the you know, people that are giving back to me.
Well, you remember last time I said I wouldn't pay for the Figueiredo one, and I wound up paying for it.
I feel like they fought
you
guys. I mean, I don't even think they even left the hotel.
I was going to say, wasn't that like 2 weeks ago?
It's like almost like they're mixing and matching the same card, just having them find a different guys on the card.
Well, it may be that they're like, listen, you're already in protocol. We could just keep you in protocol and fight you again, or we got to go through this whole fucking process again. I think there may be something to that.
Moreno came to my special, by the way. Super nice guy.
Dude, he looks like he'd be a nice guy. Hell of a fighter, man. This is a great fight.
Yeah, I don't know if he's ready for this kid, Division. He just seems like he's next level.
I think so too. I feel the same way, man. But you know, he was surprising in the last fight. So
he was, but this kid is like taking out Benavidez. He's taking out like top guys.
Yeah, no, they're definitely trying to make him a star. So I if it weren't for the pandemic, I don't know that I'd be paying for his fights just yet.
As a
headliner. You know,
it's hard with 125. It's just hard. I mean, there was a guy like Prince Nassim Hamed that came out, a boxer, who was just knocking people out. And unless you see guys that are like that kind of one punch power, it's hard to get into lighter guys for most people. I mean, I like it, but for most people.
Well, I like it because, I mean, there is a lot of scrap. I mean, even though there isn't a lot of knockouts, there's a lot of good, clean hitting. You know what I mean? These guys fight pretty ferociously, which is, you know, what you would expect from small dogs. But they do. You get a good fight.
100%. Also on the card, Kevin Holland against Jacare. I'm picking Jacare for some reason. I don't know why. I'm not sold on Holland. Everyone's sold on him, but I don't know. I don't know.
Jacare is like one of those guys that I feel like we missed the window with him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because well, it was Strikeforce, the whole Strikeforce thing.
Exactly. Like, I feel like, you know, when his best years, and now we get this version of, I mean, this reputation he had, you know, and now you see him, and I mean, you could see it, but it just isn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going Kevin Holland on that one.
Cub Swanson, who hasn't fought in a while, his last fight was against Chrome Gracie. He is such a good dude, Cub Swanson. There's a guy that if you were like, hey, man, I got a dead body, I got to drive to New York. Can you give me a lift? He would do it.
But he's another guy like Darren Elkins. It's like taking a lot of damage. You know, I mean,
about the Pineda kid, but he looked great against Crone Gracie. I mean, they were feeding him to Crone as a way for them to really show Crone Gracie's next big thing.
Right, exactly. I remember that. That's right.
I love when that doesn't work out, but I
love well, I mean, clearly they've given him Cub Swanson now to see what he's really got. Well,
the thing with these cards now, they really got to stack these cards because three of them are gonna cancel it because of COVID.
Right.
But then if they don't, you got 27 cards on the thing. It's hard. It's like they're booking too many fights because they're you know.
Yeah, what did they last week? They went from like 11 to 9 or 11 to 7 or something like that. Like
three fell out. Chase Hooper, who is in a funny series with Ben Askren as his dad. He was the one that asked Masvidal, "Why'd you knock my dad out?" He has like hair. His striking is like, whoa, it needs a lot of work. I mean, His stand-up needs more work than
Brett. Oh, Chase Hooper, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. He's
like,
Jiu-Jitsu phenom, but he's fighting Peter Barrett. Tisha Torres was supposed to fight Angela Hill. Angela got COVID, which sucks. Now she's fighting Sam Hughes, who's an LFA girl, but I think Tisha's on a different level right now. And Mackenzie Dern is fighting a girl, Verna something. Mackenzie, Bubba's training her now, by the way.
I was going to say, isn't Mackenzie another one that just fought like a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, she looked great, though. She looked
Great. No, she did. She did. It's another one that, like, we just saw her. But Bubba is training her, huh?
Well, he was, but I think he opened up his own gym in Vegas now with Dewey Cooper. He's been to, like, 9 gyms so since I've known him.
Well, but now at least they can't kick him out.
Of his own gym?
Watch him get kicked out of his own gym. Oh, my God.
That was good, actually. He signed with the PFL, too.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I hope he wasn't.
That's great. Listen, he's still got plenty of time. You know, I don't think there's a lot of wear on those tires. You know what I mean?
Now, the week after, December 19th, by the way, so that's at, the week after Stephen Thompson versus Jeff Neal, this card I'm excited about. Wonder Book, because Jeff Neal's been knocked. He's the guy that knocked out Mike Perry quick.
Right.
Versus Vera, Chaos Williams versus Michael Pereira, that crazy fucking guy that does all those karate moves that like flips. Greg Hardy's on this card against Marcin Tubera.
Which you got to admit, Greg Hardy's looking better. I you got to respect his work. I mean, he's put in the work, and every fight he looks a little bit better.
Yeah.
I thought he was one of those guys. He'd come in, win a couple times, get knocked out a couple times, and we never hear from him. But he seems to really, this may be the thing for him.
Yeah, 100%.
We may be talking about him as a champ next year.
I don't think so. I don't think he's that good.
But with how empty the field is, you don't think he might get a shot, you know, like within a year or so if he keeps winning?
Maybe. I mean, there's a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah.
He really came from zero martial arts background, but he's training with Dean Thomas and Rashad Evans in Florida.
That's good people to train with.
They talk so highly of him, and maybe he will be the champ. Maybe. I mean,
look at this. Look at these fights, man. You got Aldo versus Marlon Vera. That's going to be a fucking great fight. And then Chaos Williams is back. That's great.
Pereira against that crazy guy that does all those crazy. He's the guy that was in the circus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that guy. Oh, man, that's the fight right there, man. That's going to be I would pay to see.
I know. They should just combine them, right? They should take the.
How is this a fight night? And the other one, because the two guys at the top are big names. Yeah, they're a little light in terms of, like, name. But if you, me, this is a much better, this is an incredible card.
If they traded the best four fights there versus the weakest four there, you'd have the best pay-per-view in a long time, you know?
Yeah.
But who knows?
What happened to Stephen Thompson, do you think? Do you think he got figured out, or do you think he got a little pieced up and it's not been as good? Or what do you think happened? Because there was a moment there where he seemed, I mean, almost unbeatable, and now he seems very beatable.
I think he sort of is, like, too nice of a guy and kind of lacks the killer.
Not enough kill.
Yeah, I know he, like, works at, him and his dad have, like, a karate studio. He, like, still drives the bus. He's, like, a nice Christian, just a sweetheart of a guy. Like, I don't think he has that, like, killer instinct. I think he's super talented, but I just think he's too nice.
Yeah. Maybe, I mean, that is it. It is, because he did at one point seem almost unbeatable, and now he seems quite beatable. But, I mean, still number 5 in the world, so.
He also fights down to the level of the fight. Like, it's like he doesn't like those Woodley fights. The second Woodley fight was really bad. And then he got knocked out by, who did he knock out? Didn't Masvidal knock him out? Did he knock out?
Well, I think it was Masvidal. I don't know. This is when we need Ween Dog or CB.
But anyway, I think we got a great podcast today.
Very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Greg, anything you want to plug?
No, I don't think so. I'm starting back up my stand-up comedy workshops. If you would like to learn the craft of stand-up, I'll be doing a 5-week workshop. The 5-week pro workshop will be starting in January 5th through December, through February 6th. And so level one, it's 2 classes a week because there's no open mics you can go out to. So that'll be on like Tuesdays and a Saturday afternoon. So if you're interested in that, please go to thecomedyinstitute.com.
Got it. And I think my special comes out on Fight Pass December 18th.
Yay!
But also I'll be in Las Vegas the New Year's week at the LA Comedy Club.
Nice. Is that fight week or something? Are they going to have fights or?
Who knows? Hopefully it's still open. But you guys are the best. Thank you, Kira Batara. Thanks, Greg. Great talk to you, brother.
Good to see you, brother. Take care.